Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are chilling. We are getting through the rest of the NIT 32 whiskeys, blah, 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 tournament we decided we were going to do this year.
Scott, I smell some rye.
We do smell too. Rye.
I can't makes wait. Me happy. Same the hills here, Johnny. Have same rye. Here.
Rise.
Rise you or would, shine.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I was going to say something perverted, but I decided I was just not going to do it for the once. I don't know why.
What?
But our viewers okay? have to know, really Scott.
Not too bad.
Barbara, do you have a thermometer in this house? We need to check. He's looking a little red. We need to check his temperature. Make sure
you take your pants off. We're going to check your temp.
Wow. Rectal, huh?
We're doing it just like my son.
Wow. That's a little harsh. Wow.
That sentence that came out very really bad.
Yes, it did.
I'm going to call CPS.
By the way, Jared has a newborn baby, they do have to check their temperature.
Mm-hmm. He's 4 months old. Yes. Technically not a newborn if you want to get really technical.
Kind of.
He's still a newborn, though.
He still smells like a baby.
You know what? He's trying to bail you out of a bad sentence.
He can't hold his head up yet, so.
Yeah, for sure. So, anyway, we are drinking rye. We are blinding 8 of these bad boys.
And this there also could be some whiskey in there.
They're good. Correct. I think they're all rye, but yeah. Is there one whiskey? Oh, there is. I forgot there is one.
One outlier.
One weirdo. Huh? The blend, yes.
Oh, yeah. Totally forgot about that one. You're
right. That sounds very ominous.
So, anyway, we are drinking these, and we're going to sip through them, and we're going to pick a winner, and we are super excited. We got the Peanut Gallery, which is Carl. He's doing all of our blinds for us today again. We appreciate him. And then our tiebreaker is going to be Mr. Nick Brock, Barbara's our rye queen, so we had to have her on actual mic today.
Absolutely.
We also have Kenny in the house, but
so we got A1. We're sipping on it. What do y'all got, man? Are y'all feeling pretty good about those?
I love the first one's delicious.
First one's great.
Y'all talk through it a little bit while I'm sniffing and sipping.
The second one's a lot more traditional rye though on the nose.
Yeah, I agree. I've already picked.
First one has a
surprising
amount of warmth to it throughout the whole palate.
Yeah,
but it is sweeter too.
It is.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's got that really great rye forward.
Oh shit.
Uh-huh.
This is really tough.
Did you just try the second one?
Yeah. That's really tough. The first one's delicious. The first one's very baking spicy.
Oh, yeah.
And this one's very traditional.
Nose on number two is forward, really rye. Subtle, like surprisingly subtle.
The palate's very light, too, I think.
I haven't had it yet.
Not influence.
Not the spoil warning for me.
Spoiler alert. It sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, whatever.
Very different pours.
Mm-hmm.
Very different. But both very delicious.
Yeah. Both are very good. Absolutely, 100%.
I'm getting more of like the rye spices mouthfeel on the second one, which is interesting because I didn't think after the first, I've had to sip it a couple times.
So have I. Have you rinsed with the water?
No.
Yeah, cleanse that palate just a little bit.
So it's funny. I went one way Now I'm going back the opposite way. So I started with A1, went to A2. Now I started with A2. I'm going back to A1. So
yeah, I've done it both a couple of times now.
Barbara enjoys them too much.
I do. I really, really do.
Miss Barbry over here.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I could flip a coin on these. They're both delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Both are really, really doing what I want a rye to do. There's some sweetness. There's some spice.
What do you want a rye to do?
I just want sweet and spice. I need a little bit of baking spice. I need sweet some sweetness. Front
mid to back spice.
Yeah, I mean, the sweetness can come in anywhere, right? I prefer a little bit of a longer finish on a rye just because I kind of like the Kentucky-esque hug.
Yeah, where it just kind of goes to just right
just above
under,
the collarbone,
just
right?
Just right there.
Man. Mm-hmm. All right.
Unless you have
acid. We got winners.
I think one's a clear winner.
One's a clear winner for Johnny Tsunami, so I'm going to let you vote first then, bud.
A1 for me.
All right. Barbara is A1.
I'm also A1.
Actually, well, doesn't matter to me then.
What were you going to pick, though?
I was probably A2.
Really?
Okay. Nick, where were you? A1.
All righty.
So I like that baking spices on the first one.
There
just
is
delicious.
Just something
A1
about that one.
Is the Wilderness Trail.
What did it go up against?
Nice. What did it go up?
Sazerac, maybe?
Yep.
Good call.
Interesting.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, that is incredible.
Yeah. Listen, Wilderness Trail Rides are legit. I love.
I know, but I love me a good sass.
good baby sass.
There is something.
And don't get me wrong, I loved A1. I thought it was delicious. It was splitting hairs for me, but there was a little bit more sweetness to that Sazerai.
Yeah.
Is why I picked it.
So. Thank you, Alfred.
We're the two biggest pours for the Brocks. Probably those two. Oh, let's say probably that one right there. Assuming those are different numbers.
A3?
Yep. A3 and A4.
Okay. I have to wrap my head around the fact that these are rye.
Not your fave?
Whoa.
I mean, not traditionally. I've gotten more into rye recently, but it's also just a completely different nose and palate and everything.
The herbal note is strong on this mm-hmm. A3.
Oh, yeah. Very floral.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very floral. Mm. It's a malt bomb, though, dude.
Yeah.
Nick. You want to say something to me, Nick?
I wish we had cameras, Scott, so bad.
Why is that?
Because of what John just did and the Nick's following facial expressions about doing a spit take. John about got doused in bourbon, or Barbara did, or rye technically, or whiskey.
Come on, son, get it out.
I think I'm almost already ready.
Alrighty.
I'm sorry, I was talking too much.
Well, then shush.
Mm, not a big fan of that first one.
It just dies completely for me.
I just don't like.
Doesn't even make it to the.
Have you tried the second one yet?
Not yet.
I haven't either. I'm getting not much on the nose on the second one, or A4, whatever it is.
Yep, A4. Oh yeah, the nose is completely gone on the second one.
I'll be honest with you, the nose on both of these are a little mild. There's not a whole lot to them. There's some caramel. There's a little bit of spice, but there's not a whole lot. But one has a noticeably sweet, like malty flavor. The other one just is a little blah. Yeah, just a little blah.
Carl, do these have actual whiskey? Is the second one actually whiskey? Because by God, it tastes like just brown water. And I'm not joking, except for the finish and the hug. You get a little hug.
Yeah, but there's not.
The second one tastes absolutely like brown water.
Let's just give anything away. Yeah.
I'm pretty much ready to go on this.
So am I.
I'm going to go A3. I'm going to go first.
A3.
I was going to say A4. Yeah.
Johnny, are we going again? Kind of.
No, I mean, we matched on the first one.
A3. A3 is the Redwood.
Redwood.
Oh.
Knob Creek.
Whoa, interesting.
What is the proof on that, Carl? 110?
That's 100? The one. 115, man. It does not drink 115.
God, it drinks like 85.
Not. I know. It drinks like nothing.
It was super, super light. I'm surprised that Redwood beat
7 years?
Yeah, they're six to seven years. Yeah, those Knob Creeks
That's
are.
Wild. I wonder, was that a fresh crack? I mean, not a fresh crack, but.
I opened them all up 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the spice on the second one, but fair game.
Mm, yeah.
I like the spice on the second one, but the problem was that there was no mid palate.
Yeah,
no.
There was like
no mid palate. There's
like
no front palate.
And the finishes. No. I get a little spice on the front.
I get it.
And
all
I got
back.
A little bit of sweetness, but the there was nothing on the mid. And the finish just went away. I was
gone.
Just shocked at how smooth it was.
That's what I had on A3.
I want to say that was a Cox's store pick, which is just crazy. Usually theirs are like really, really super forward.
Yeah.
Is this a 6 or a 5?
That's a 6.
That's a 6.
I think I've got a 5 and a 6. I tell you what, though, as I Kentucky chew, maybe it's. I don't think I really. Rinsed after taking a sip of that second one.
Okay.
So it could be a combination of both, but I do have an enjoyable flavor in my mouth, but I don't know. That sounds weird, but
I went back to both of them a third time, and I still am not disappointed with my decision.
I'm not
either. Decision, but
yeah,
I'm just surprised that the Knob Creek didn't give us more. That's all.
Same here.
I mean, I 100% agree with you. I am very happy with our decision. I also, I've always thought that Lost Monarch is a very good pour.
Yeah.
Just different.
All right, moving on to our third set here.
That's probably A5, why A6. It was so malty, is because it wasn't a traditional
rye.
I just thought about that.
Mm. Oh, the Redwood Empire, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since it's a blend of, I guess, rye whiskey and malted barley. Jesus, I'm going to shut up.
Oh, dude, I love the nose on number 2.
That's killer.
A6. Oh,
the nose on number 1 is killer.
Don't get me wrong, A5 is good, but dude, A6 is a monster.
Oh, it's very bready.
Dude.
And it's got some, not banana, but something.
Is it banana? I think it is banana. It is? Okay. Yeah, I think it's.
Is it banana adjacent?
Oh, yeah.
They both have fantastic noses, but the second one is just creamy and bready. And
our tiebreaker is not too sure about anything right now.
I'm just sniffing.
The fuck did you eat today?
He points to a glass.
Right.
Well, the glass is definitely not good for your digestive system.
Oh, one's
he really
though.
Did not like whatever he tried.
No, he didn't.
Did you try the first one? Mm-hmm. Okay, I can see, because as I'm sitting here thinking about it, you don't like mint, and I do get a little bit of mint on that first
There's
one.
There's a hint of mint, but it's not crazy mint.
And no, but there isn't.
He's like...
Oh, God dang, man.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's that one?
The second one.
The second one has a fantastic nose. Mm. I think I know what the second one is.
Do you?
Just off the taste and the smell.
I'm trying to remember what our bottles were.
It's one of two bottles, at least.
A6.
I just don't know which ones.
A6, A5. I'm going to go back through it one more time.
I agree. I need to.
I have my choice.
That's good, though. I think I have my choice, but I do want to try go back again.
I just did mine.
It's weird. Some of these ryes just, they like start off really strong and then just fucking dip.
Dip. I know.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Then that's not typical for a rye.
It's because it's low proof.
Okay.
Next year,
most of them are low proof.
We should do like best cocktail whiskeys.
Did best cocktail whiskeys?
Yeah. Like, but like actually have them like do one, the same cocktail, the same recipe, like as close to the same measurements.
With different whiskeys.
But with different whiskeys. Or just do that as like, that might be kind of difficult. That's a lot of
other stuff. That's a lot of work for Barbara and Sarah.
So maybe do like, maybe we should do like a best of
have a
eight.
Hell of a fun time for the rest of us. But for Barbara and Sarah, that's going to be a suck ass night.
Yeah, that would be a whole lot of
maybe work. What if we did like a best of eight or a best of like six or something like that?
That would be fun.
Narrow the that mat of whiskeys down.
Not necessarily for like the tournament type thing, but you know, that would be a good kind of couple episodes somewhere.
This one's hard, man. I like one for one reason, and I love two for another. So it's one of those catch 22s.
Well, I'm pretty sure we already know what the peanut gallery is.
Say, I think Nick either agrees with you.
There's no question.
Or,
all right, who's going first, or am I going to go first?
Go first, Scotty.
A6.
A6.
Six.
Okay, doesn't matter.
But what'd what you is say, your Nick? Choice?
You go A5 or A6?
Oh, six.
A6.
I would have gone six.
Jack Daniels
as well.
Bonded, A6? Ofo. I knew it was one or the other.
That's what
I knew it was one of the two.
What was
Michter's.
That?
Michter's. That's why I like that one too.
Yep.
I crush Michter's rides. So I was like, that first one's really good. Damn good.
That whole back palette to finish is just all like baking spices and everything like that.
All right, so peanut gallery's coming up. The Michter's, that first one, the A5, was really good on the nose and really good at the very beginning on the palette, but it just dove. It just like it dies out halfway mid palate.
That's Michter's in general. Like they don't have long finishes, and it's because everything is lower proof. Even their barrel strength stuff's like 115, 116.
That's true.
You know, 108, 109. So it's really, really hard to find Michter's that give a whole lot of a hug piece.
What is that?
Seven. This is seven.
Here you go. Here's your eight. All right. Palate cleanse real quick.
Yep. Crackers, and we need more crackers and more water. I'm just kidding, man.
There's a joke in there somewhere. There's also a joke in there somewhere too, but I'm letting those sons of guns lie.
We had lunch dinner yesterday with my family to celebrate my nephew's birthday, and my mom brought a bag full of crackers. She's like, I want to get rid of these.
Hey.
And we didn't take them. We should have.
I mean, you got a bunch of corn chips, so can't beat those either.
Yeah, but then you get a whole lot of that corny. And then you get
true.
Crackers.
It's
themselves.
Better than nothing, though.
Oh, you corny baby?
Can we kill him yet?
I mean, you can.
But it's no.
He's your relative, not mine.
In my suffering,
true.
Once again, these are totally different nose expressions. Totally different on the initial palate.
Oh man, that first one's fucking killer, though. Pardon my French.
At this point, who cares?
I know what the first one is too.
I think I know what it is too.
Johnny, you've been relatively quiet on this tart.
I'm getting like a black pepper note at the end of
the first one.
The first one, yeah. And I'm trying to figure out what it is, considering you guys seem to know what they are.
I've never had this pour, but based off of other products from this line, it makes sense to me.
So you're getting black pepper on the finish?
Mm-hmm. On the finish on number
A7?
Yeah. Seven. Yeah.
Does anybody get a nose on anything on A8? Either I can't smell nothing, or this thing is mine's dead.
I get a very soft
floral. Okay.
Yeah. They're both very soft. It's
not overpowering.
The first one's not soft at all.
It is soft.
The first one slaps you in the face.
No.
No, sir.
A delicious aroma.
Yeah, it is, but it's delicate,
but it's still delicate.
It's like sweet. It's subtle. It's got a little bit of light baking spice. But it's not like it's not shoving up your nose, right?
I'll give you that a little bit.
The second one is very, very like more floral, more.
It's not as sweet.
More enhanced baking spice and filled greeny.
Mm-hmm.
but they're totally different pours. Mm-hmm. Once again, so the problem, honestly, with the way that we end up matching these up because we randomized them, is that in three different cases now, we've gotten what I would consider a sweet rye versus a spiced rye.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, where does your palate lie? So for me, this one's super easy for me too. But I don't know where everybody else stands. You want me to go first again?
That's good though.
It's A7.
Barbara.
I mean.
I know. It's a tough one.
It is tough.
Well, I'll give you a second count for A7.
A7 number two.
Yeah. I'll give you A8 just because, one, to be different. Two, I actually think this is really freaking delicious.
I think they're both fantastic.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'm not. But different reasons.
Yeah.
I'll let Barbara do what she wants, and then Nick can be the tiebreaker if need be.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's going to need to be a tiebreaker. I'm going A7.
A7, gotcha. Boom. Nick, A7? Yeah. So I figured Jack Daniels, yep.
Oh, Russell's.
Dude, damn. And I hated that for that reason, so dude, because I knew who was
Did
up against
Did you know that
it.
Was
yes,
it?
Yes, I knew it was the matchup. I happened to look at the matchups this morning.
Oh, oops.
Again, just because I was just kind of curious what was left on the bracket, you know. So
I was a little disappointed in
it.
That one.
Dude, why, which what one? Are you disappointed about? Just, that Russell's is freaking delicious.
It is. I wanted a stronger.
You were expecting more spice because that's wild turkey.
Yes.
I wish that nose was a little more
proof. There's also a 10-point proof difference.
Yeah.
What's the proof?
110 to 100.
100 versus 90.
Well, that might
100
be.
Versus 90, yeah. Versus 90. I thought it was 110 versus 100, but you're right. It's 100 versus 90.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, they're both so incredibly solid.
Dude, no, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But listen, I said when we started this, Jack Daniels was going to.
Continue.
Hit some people in the mouth, and we're going to win some matches. I said that up front.
Yes, you did. Uh-huh.
And the reason I said it is because shame on people that don't realize that Jack Daniels makes a good solid bourbon and a good solid rye.
They do.
Tennessee whiskey.
But that being said.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'm just giving him shit.
It's in the same family with my favorite.
Shut up, you jerk. It's so good. I mean.
It is really good.
And you could probably mix these two together and be fantastic.
I was, as you did that, I was thinking, what if we mixed them?
Okay, done. Hold on.
We got about equal amount, so it's probably.
We're waiting on the second. Oh, that's it. Is that it?
No, that is it.
Oh, that's it. We're done. Jeez, I thought we had one left.
I was wondering why we were still going.
So I'm going to mix them together real quick.
Yeah, I did too. Yum.
So can we rally off the winners of this?
It was
Old Forester Rye.
I think Old Forester Rye is going up against Jack Daniels Rye.
Oh, shoot.
So Old Foe beat out Michter's. Wilderness Trail beat out Sazerac.
Yep.
Jack Daniels beat out the Russells in a close match, and then Redwood beat out the Knob Creek.
Okay, so who's going up against what?
So Old Foe is going to be taking on Wilderness Trail.
Oh,
I was wrong. Never mind.
Dude, and mix these two together.
Jack
They're
Daniels
delicious.
They are incredible.
Is going to go up against the Redwood Empire.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be an interesting combo.
Old Foe against. Okay.
That's going to be interesting.
I think those would be two. Those would be two really tough matches.
I think my bracket's fucked.
It's
right
good.
Now.
It's real good. It's real good.
Peanut Gallery is like, what the heck?
So that is
absolutely.
Tell you what though, it loses a bit of that sweetness though.
I'm good with that.
Not a bad thing.
No,
it does. It loses a bit of that banana note, that banana bready note that the Jack Daniels brings through.
Yeah.
Yep. And I found less of the banana on that as I did like the Old Forester screamed banana.
It. Yep. Agreed.
Like
agreed.
Screamed it.
I got like with the Old Foe, I got. Banana bread.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to banana nut bread. I mean banana bread.
Yes, no, 100%.
There was no nut in there.
Yeah. But it was all banana and just like delicious baking spice.
So I'm going to make a slightly...
Whoa, where did my glass go? All right, never mind. Go ahead, take it.
I'm going to make a slightly stupid statement.
Bad Alfred.
A slightly stupid statement.
But the
so you're going to speak normally?
Well, yes.
Hot diggity dog.
The Jack Daniels bonded and the Jack Daniels bonded rye, both, like, as soon as I smelled it, I was like, this is Jack Daniels because they smell almost damn near identical. Just the rye is just so much less sweet compared to the regular whiskey. Yep. So
absolutely.
Yep, for sure.
So
well, I think that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk for this. This is the rise up last is gonna be our next episode, which will be all the barrel strength stuff.
Yeah.
Over 100.
That's gonna be
I think they're all over 110 if I remember correctly. So it's gonna be a totally different experience, I guess, for our palates.
Yeah. Hope
you got what we've been drinking.
Pepto-Bismol or some Pepcid or something, man. We're all going to be like, breathing fire.
I got plenty of Tums in this house.
So
you might need it.
That's all our episode. If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. Make sure you subscribe, whether you're listening to iTunes, Spotify, whatever your special or favorite medium is. This is Scott, Johnny Tsunami, Jared, Barbara, and Nick. And then don't forget Carl. Special thanks for our poor man.
Absolutely.
Signing off. Peace.
Peace out.